I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Rutland Town was one of the first communities in Vermont to establish standards for deciding where to locate solar farms. That happened after a proposed solar project there angered homeowners who lived nearby. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, debate over solar power in Rutland Town is now spreading into local elections.
Philip Allen and his wife own Same Sun of Vermont, a Rutland-based company that designs and installs solar arrays, mostly residential. Allen says he's all for local control, but he calls Rutland Town's solar siting standards ridiculous and says frustration over them pushed him to run for a seat on the town select board.
They do not want a solar array built that is more than 20% visible. So I've talked to my engineers, and none of them, and they're very bright people, can figure out a way to design an array that is 80% invisible. And that's just one of the examples of what they passed.
Allen says the standards were never voted on by townspeople. He believes local officials created them to stop a specific solar project rather than design realistic guidelines for a rapidly growing industry. Meanwhile, he says the town and state are losing out on tax revenue from the solar project that's now being challenged.
They have spent tens of thousands of dollars taking this all the way to the Supreme Court, which the people of Rutland Town have not voted on.
Rutland Town manager Joseph Singali says to date the town has spent more than $47,000 on solar legal fees, but he says he hasn't gotten any calls from residents angered by this. And he says townspeople who disapprove of the siting standards had the opportunity to circulate a petition to put the issue on the ballot, something that hasn't happened. Rutland Town resident Peter Yankowski supports what the select board has done and calls Allen's decision to run for office self-serving.
He's a guy in the solar business who wants to come in and get rid of the solar standards in town. Standards that have now been accepted by about 80 other towns to have reasonable siting standards, but he wants to get rid of them because it's good for his business.
Yankowski says that's a clear conflict of interest. But Philip Allen says considering how much time and money the town has spent dealing with solar issues and how quickly the field is growing, he believes the board could use someone with expertise. Two even larger solar projects have recently been proposed for the town. Allen says he would recuse himself from any matter that would benefit him financially, just as outgoing select board chair Joe Dickton Jr., an employee of Green Mountain Power, has done with solar issues the utility was involved with.
When two members of the select board are lawyers and they approve thousands of dollars in legal fees, they're not the lawyers making the money, but they're helping the industry make money. So if lawyers on the select board can approve legal fees, which helps their industry, then a person who's involved in the solar energy should be able to discuss solar.
Chris Kiefer-Chaffee, a former Rutland City Police detective, is running against Allen for a one-year term. She says she doesn't feel his solar business poses any sort of conflict of interest and says she herself is not ready to say how she feels about the town's solar siting standards. Voters will weigh in on town meeting day. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.